95 BFM News election coverage 2020.
Welcome back to The Wire. So you might have heard yesterday the Labour Party announced its revenue policy, which promised to increase tax on the country's highest 2% of earners and close loopholes so multinationals pay their fair share of tax. Under this policy, a new top tax rate of 39% will be introduced to people earning more than $180,000 a year. It also introduced a digital services tax, which aims to target multinational companies that use data and individuals' information to get profits. I spoke to the Labour Party's Andrew Little to know more about this policy. Labour has released its tax policy yesterday. Can you just give us a little run through on what it looks like?
Yeah, look, the headline item is increasing the rate of tax for top income earners, so anybody earning above $180,000, that income above that level is taxed at 39 cents in the dollar, as opposed to the top rate currently, which is 33 cents. So, look, that'll raise roughly or just over $500 million a year. It'll assist in paying down the debt that we've got and doing the other things you expect the government to do. But it does reflect the fact that we have, you know, the pandemic has caused us to outlay a lot more in order to keep the economy going, keep the momentum going, keep people in jobs, but it does have to be repaid at some point. So this is a way of ensuring that happens. Like other tax measures are, there's a number of, you might say, kind of smaller measures. Our small business policy sort of has been released as well, and there's a number of measures there, both tax and non-tax, that are about assisting small business too. We know that what happens in that sector is going to be absolutely critical over the next few years as we seek to recover from the impact of the pandemic.
I kind of want to go on to the finer details of the tax policy. Now, 39% of tax bracket maximum for those who are earning more than $180,000 a week, but translated back to numbers, all of those who will get a tax increase will not pay more than $100 a week extra in taxes. Do you think should it be a little bit more?
Well, this is always an area for fertile debate, you know, and there are some people who say, look, our tax system is very flat at the moment. A more progressive tax system would be fairer on more people. You look at other countries, you look at Australia, they have that kind of tax-free zone of up to $18,000. Other countries have higher marginal tax rates than us. Whenever there's an adjustment in taxes, there's usually a pretty good and fierce public debate about it. That's a good thing. We will have that. It's something you constantly have to keep an eye on. We tried to get a capital gains tax in because we know that there are a whole bunch of people who are earning income off capital gains but not being taxed on it. Many of us think that there's unfairness in that. We weren't able to get that through. The Prime Minister has said that, look, she's just not going to embark on that again. We've run too many elections on the basis of a capital gains tax, and we haven't managed to pull it off yet. But like, that will remain in the mix, I think, as an idea. I know other parties are talking about wealth taxes and those sorts of things. There's always pros and cons with those. The problem with the wealth tax is you could be very asset rich, but not have a great deal of cash coming in, and it makes it very hard to sort of meet that tax. On the other hand, you know, there are some people who are doing very well, others who are really struggling, and we've got to constantly be alert to those inequities and enable those who are doing it the toughest, you know, the ability to get ahead, do their bit, but others, you know, who are doing very well to pay their fair share as well.
Is the party afraid of to talk about tax now, considering what happened in the past with the capital gains tax? You got attacked by National 3 years ago for increasing tax, and the proposal itself didn't go through in cabinet because of New Zealand First. Is the party afraid to talk about tax again, considering this tax policy is a little bit underwhelming?
It's not about being afraid to talk about tax. It is about accepting the reality, is that you're right. I mean, we formed a coalition government, and even within the coalition government, there wasn't sufficient support to make significant tax changes. And the reality is, regardless of the polling at the moment, we expect we will have to form a coalition government of one form or another. And the reality is, once you do that, you can't guarantee what particular outcomes there are going to be. What you can do is signal areas you want to see change in. That's why we've said we want to see this level of change in tax and in tax brackets. When you're talking about something like tax, you do want to do so with a degree of certainty, because I think what causes greatest anxiety is, you hear the promise, the pledge, or the commitment to do something, but actually until the election is over and until a government is formed, you actually don't know what's going to happen. And that can have an impact on people and investment decisions and things like that too. So, we don't make any apology for being somewhat cautious in this area, and it is about just accepting the reality of it.
Is this cautious approach going to be reflected in other policies that are going to be announced in a while?
Oh, look, you'll see as we announce the policies, look, there are some things we are determined to really see through. Jacinda Ardern has made the commitment. There's real serious change she wants to see. You know, she's absolutely committed to dealing with the issue of child poverty, which is a product of the kind of level of inequality that we have in this country. In order to address that, they've got to do some deep structural things. We're a party, having formed various governments over many, many decades, knows that if you want solutions to be enduring, you've got to take people with you. Sometimes it takes a little longer. And sometimes some things have to be incremental, some things can be a little bolder, and you just got to get the mix right. And the art of politics is about getting that mix right.
Grant Robertson has projected this tax increase could generate $550 million, considering our debt levels are looking at $140 billion. Is that enough to put off the debt and use it to spend on the educational social services he promised?
I think part of the equation that Grant Robertson is juggling is that we've got to keep up the social spending. We want to continue the improvements in education. We've got a lot of improvements to make in health. There's a lot more we can do in terms of income support and what the Ministry of Social Development does. We had the Welfare Expert Advisory Group. We're still working through implementing many aspects of that. So there's a lot more we can do. We don't want to slow that down. The reality is governments borrow, and governments have a level of debt all the time. You borrow for a lot of your long-term investments. But we have borrowed to do some short-term things as we're working our way through the pandemic, some economic impetus stuff, and that stuff does have to be repaid, and you do want that repaid. When I say shorter term, I mean, within the 20-year time frame, not a 50-year time frame. So the extra tax will assist in that. What will assist more is making sure that we don't allow our economy to slow down too much, that we do allow the opportunities for new investment in new areas like green energy and green infrastructure. That's going to be the basis of our economic activity of the future. So, after the first sort of lockdowns back in March and April, we demonstrated that our economy actually recovered from that way more quickly, A, than was expected, and B, than many other comparable countries. We want to do the same thing with the latest kind of partial lockdown, and that does mean spending as well as borrowing in the right way for the right things at the right time. But in the end, a lot of that has to be repaid, so we've got to put in place the means to do that as well.
Damn, that's a hot policy. 95 BFM.